Hey everyone, welcome back. I've got some really exciting news to kick things off. The XRP Ledger is officially in the final 2-week countdown to activate the Fix Cleanup 320 amendment. We're talking about a bundled maintenance update that's already secured about 85.71% validator support, comfortably clearing that mandatory 80% threshold. It's honestly pretty impressive to see the community rally behind it so quickly.
It really is, and it perfectly showcases how XRPL's governance model works in practice. Instead of relying on token holder votes or messy hard forks, the network leans on independent validators to reach consensus. This streamlined approach keeps things moving forward without the usual political gridlock we see elsewhere.
Exactly. And once that supermajority is hit, we automatically trigger a mandatory 2-week buffer period. It's a crucial safety net, giving wallet developers, exchanges, and node operators plenty of time to roll out updates so nothing gets left behind or desynchronized.
Right. And speaking of what's actually in this update, Fix Cleanup 320 isn't just one tweak, it's a comprehensive package. It bundles together internal ledger optimizations, patches for some edge case bugs, and cleans out obsolete code that's been lingering in the background.
I love that they're bundling these maintenance tasks. It's such a smart way to tackle technical debt head-on without creating administrative bottlenecks or overcomplicating the validation process. It just keeps the workflow smooth and efficient.
That efficiency is exactly what protects the network's core strengths. By handling these updates this way, XRPL maintains its high transaction throughput, keeps fees low, and ensures long-term stability. It's a disciplined approach that prioritizes performance over hype.
And you can really feel that in the level of participation. The strong consensus we're seeing comes from a fantastic mix of independent operators, blockchain-as-a-service providers, and even major financial institutions. It's a true cross-section of the ecosystem backing this.
That diversity is key. When you have such a wide range of stakeholders in agreement, it means these updates have been thoroughly vetted and are genuinely beneficial across the board. It really reinforces XRPL's reputation for transparent, accountable governance.
For everyday users, I know this might not bring any flashy new interface changes tomorrow. But behind the scenes, these foundational updates are absolutely vital. They're the reason we can prevent future disruptions and maintain that institutional-grade reliability everyone relies on.
Precisely. So as we head toward activation, I'd strongly advise any infrastructure providers and node operators to update their software promptly. Staying synchronized with the ledger isn't just a recommendation. It's essential for maintaining network integrity.
Couldn't agree more. The smooth progression of Fix Cleanup 320 really highlights how mature XRPL's development lifecycle has become. It's a clear commitment to continuous, non-disruptive improvement, and it just keeps proving why this is such a resilient and efficiently governed blockchain. Thanks for walking through all the details with me.